Mike Brunet Show, KTAR News, 92.3, and the KTAR News app.
Good Tuesday morning. It is the Mike Brunet Show. Steve Goldstein in for Mike. So you may have asked yourself the question, what makes a good election? Or maybe you haven't. Maybe you're not a nerd like I am. You think about how these things work and how we can make them work better so that more people trust what's going on. We get accurate results. We get them as quickly as possible within reason. Well, someone who's been studying this quite a bit is former Maricopa County Supervisor Bill Gates, who is the head of ASU's Mechanics of Democracy Laboratory. Bill, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So you did some work with the Center for the Future of Arizona, too. Had some convenings across the state to make sure this wasn't just Maricopa County-centric.
That's right.
There were some really interesting numbers, and I want to go over a few of them. So one of them is that 97% of Arizonans believe that fair and secure elections are essential to a healthy democracy. That's when I wish we're 99.9%, but 97% is pretty good. Let's just start off with that baseline, the idea that we probably don't all agree how to get there, but people feel like, yes, this is a cornerstone of what we believe in this country.
Yeah, I agree, Steve. That's a finding that was really encouraging. I mean, we've had some discussions, unfortunately, here the past few years of like, do people even believe in democracy anymore? So to hear those numbers says to me, again, we might disagree, as you said, on how to get there, but people still believe in democracy. Sybil Francis, CEO of the Center for the Future of Arizona, said that's the highest result they've ever gotten on any question in all the years that they've been doing surveys.
Wow. That's very encouraging. So as I sort of veer around a little bit, with all the, I'll say, garbage you went through as a member of the Board of Supervisors, what made you feel like you could dive back into a slightly different angle? Even part of what model does is you want more people to want to be involved in working in elections and also understand what election workers go through. Really just, I'd say overall, just understanding what's going on. Has that been rewarding? Have you seen progress?
Oh, yeah. It's been incredibly rewarding. And I'll tell you specifically, it was one man who inspired this survey, What Makes a Good Election. And that's Scott Jarrett, the elections director in Maricopa County. And it was seeing what Scott and his team, and frankly, elections officials across Arizona, have gone through the past few years. We sort of don't tell these elections officials what we're going to judge them on. Can you imagine you have a job and your boss doesn't tell you what they expect you to do? Because we don't. We just wait until the election is over. And then, you know, maybe it took the AP, quote, too long to come out with the results. So we're going to blame the elections official. Or maybe there was a technical challenge, or maybe there weren't enough drop boxes. So Scott said, you know, it would be really helpful to understand what is it that Arizonans really value? What makes a good election? Yeah. And so that's why we went out and did this survey, like I said, partnered with the Center for the Future of Arizona, and Mike Noble actually did the survey. So that's what was great. And that's really what has inspired me from back my time on the Board of Supervisors was these elections workers. And just to be clear, it's not robots who run our elections. It is people. It is our friends. It's our aunt. It's our grandma. And so to support those folks and give them clear objectives on what we are going to judge them on, that's what inspired this work.
So what brought this mistrust, distrust about? And I'm sort of bringing it up from this standpoint. For all those years, Helen Purcell was with the Maricopa County Recorder's Office. She was a Maricopa County Recorder. And then there was some frustration. Adrian Fontes got in there. You worked very closely with then recorder Fontes. Then Stephen Richer came in. And it seemed like these are, you know, to whatever extent you believe in different things, these are all pretty smart, reasonable people, I think, the three of them.
Agreed.
And all tried to do their job very well. But so what was it? I mean, a lot of people are going to say the person who's in the White House now. Is that really what led to it? There was just at the highest level, he was saying that he didn't lose, and so therefore a lot of people voted for him, said he must not have lost. Is that at the base, even if it doesn't explain everyone?
Well, you know, how much time do we have, Steve?
I know.
But let me stress two things. 2016, the presidential primary, that there were problems at that presidential primary that led to Helen Purcell losing her election, as well as my friend Michelle Reagan losing Secretary of State. That was before Donald Trump was president. So I don't think it's fair to blame it all on Donald Trump. And so I think what we've seen is we look at trust in institutions generally has been declining since the 1970s. And then the other thing I will add to, as a lifelong Republican, you know, we've always heard those stories as a Republican from being a kid. I heard the stories about how, quote, Kennedy stole the election in 1960. So this was baked in, but certainly the president and his unwillingness to this day to acknowledge the fact that he lost the 2020 election has a lot to do with it as well.
That is former Maricopa County Supervisor Bill Gates. He's currently the head of the ASU's Mechanics of Democracy Laboratory. We're talking about what makes a good election. And Bill, you mentioned, made it refer to AP and calling things. So how do we find the balance? And frankly, if you want to talk about numbers in terms of what people in the polling said, where's the balance of people saying, okay, listen, when you went to bed, here's the reason that when you got up the next day or when there were more ballots released at 9 a.m. the next day, here's why your person, quote unquote, was winning and now this person is not winning. It's not because there was cheating going on. It's because of how our returns or whatever works. So talk about speed, accuracy, and what voters should really be focused on when they see the numbers.
Yeah. So I think it's important that people understand how we run elections in Arizona, Maricopa County, all of the state of Arizona, all the county elections officials have worked hard to educate people. And I give the media great credit for working on it. You've always been very good about explaining to people the reality and that it's not because the election's rigged, but it is because of the unique way we run elections. But to get back to this survey, we looked at 9 different factors to determine what was most important to folks. And the top 3 key items for essential and critical to make a good election is accuracy. It seems obvious, but that's big.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. Transparency, very big as well. And I think elections offices across the state have done a wonderful job in the past, say, 5 or 6 years to become more transparent. And then the last thing is trustworthiness. Do people trust the elections officials? Of those 9 factors, guess what was number 9 on most critical? Speed.
Okay.
Despite what we've heard from a lot of people, it's still important.
Yeah.
It still rates as important, but it is by far the lowest. So that shows to me that Arizona voters are listening. They are more sophisticated about the elections. Of course, we want the results quickly. And I understand the problem with having these elections waiting days to get a result, because that is when some of these conspiracy theories can build up. But that's why we need to explain to folks what is going on and what isn't going on with our elections.
So, Bill, briefly before the break, then how much of this came about? Because for a long time, to be frank, Arizona's elections were not that close. Republicans did very well in the state. They still do. But there was a point where we saw a little bit of a change there. And so we were seeing some of these close races that Democrats were winning. It almost felt like a lot of people here were in disbelief. What do you mean Democrats were winning statewide elections?
Right.
How much of that was a perception change too?
I think part of it was a disbelief that we're a red state. What is going on? How could we have 2 Democratic U.S. senators, a Democratic governor, secretary of state, and attorney general? But I think you hit the nail on the head, which is our elections are close. When we actually lay out and compare how long it takes for Arizona election offices to complete counting and compare it to many other states, we're actually getting done at the same rate as they are. It's just that most states, now about 43 states are blowouts one way or the other. When do you find out, when do they project a winner in California? At 8:01, 1 minute after they close the polls.
Right.
So that's 40, but they're not doing it faster. It's just that the AP or Reuters or whoever it is able to call it faster.
Yeah, it's one of those things where Arizona is now, why can't we be more like Florida? Well, Florida's become a hard red state now. It's no longer what it was in 2000, like
with
the Gore Bush. That is Bill Gates, former Maricopa County Supervisor, currently head of the ASU's Mechanics of Democracy Laboratory, our model. He's going to stick with us for one more segment. I'm Steve Goldstein in for Mike Broomhead. Good Tuesday morning. The Mike Broomhead Show. Steve Goldstein in for Mike Broomhead today. A few more minutes with Bill Gates of ASU's Mechanics of Democracy Laboratory. We're talking about what makes a good election. So in the last few minutes, a couple of things that intrigued both of us. 87% of those surveyed in the Center for the Future of Arizona study that Model was involved in as well support increased funding for Arizona's elections to improve how they're run. Okay. I don't have to specifically say what I want, let's spend more money on that.
Sounds good, yeah.
But connected to that, 76% would support a small increase in state taxes. Who are these people?
Well, this is the, well, this is the thing. Not only that, but like 66% of Republicans will support a tax increase to, if it improves elections. So it just showed, and this is something we used to say, my Republican colleagues and our one Democratic colleague when I was the Board of Supervisors, is you can't put a price on democracy. So it matters. People are willing to pay for it. So I was encouraged by those results. And I know those elections workers that I know were encouraged by that as well.
Now, so that would be a terrific thing to do. So let me, obviously we don't have a ton of time. Do you have a top three though, if we did have extra funding that you would like to see it? As be as specific as you can, Bill.
Well, I think communications is so important. People also indicated in the survey that misinformation is their number one concern about elections. So especially the smaller counties, to be able to provide them with communications. Also technology. And by this, I'm not talking about AI. You know, AI has some uses, and we've been working on that at Model. But getting high-speed tabulators can help to speed those results up. I think that that is something important. And then, of course, in these elections offices, number one thing they have is the people. Elections workers are underpaid. So being able to give these people at least a small raise for the incredible work they do.
This is a hard time for that, though, in the sense that a lot of people, when we think back to DOGE at the federal level, people weren't thinking of government workers specifically. They're thinking about, oh, yeah, they're way, the government's too big, boom. How do you make it so that if we were to hire more people that, again, those who were voting in favor of that would say, okay, this is to increase efficiency and make it work better, as opposed to just, here's another person on the government dole.
Yeah. So we have to tell people that by having additional people working in elections, that will, again, that will also help speed up the results, and it will improve the voter experience. Adding new innovations like the fact that when people mail in their ballot, they get a text message back. You know, being able to support those types of things. Clearly, Arizona voters are in support of that.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk generations a little bit. Younger voters, according to the polling, they're much more supportive of automatic voter registration and same-day voter registration, but don't think of voting by mail as convenient, certainly not as convenient as those folks. We're not older voters, of course, Bill, but we're not Generation Z. Did those sort of numbers surprise you? And obviously, you're working with a lot of younger people at Model.
Yeah, that. So when I saw that much lower support of mail-in voting among 18 through 29 than others, I was surprised at first, but then I started to talk to some of my students, talk to our daughters. We have three Gen Z daughters, and they're like, yeah, Dad, mailing? Really? I don't want to go mailbox. Where do I find a mailbox? They're like, I got to get a stamp. I'm like, well, you don't need a stamp to mail. It doesn't matter. I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. So last minute or so here, you had some convenings around the state. So it wasn't just Maricopa County centric.
Right.
Did you get some good exchanges? Did you get some folks who really, I mean, let's say, did they have some good disagreements? And by that, I mean, respectful disagreements.
Yes. Yes. I was really pleased. We had partners, Center for the Future of Arizona, also had the Democracy Defense Project as another one of our partners. And Vitalist Health was a big sponsor of this. And we had bipartisan groups at each one of these, both in Phoenix, Tucson, and Flagstaff. There was one particular good friend of ours, Bob Robb, up at our Flagstaff convening in NAU. He really got into it with the audience over the issue of whether we should stop Arizonans' ability to drop off late early ballots. Those are those early ballots that you drop off at the polling place to end it on Friday. Had a really good exchange over that. It was a healthy exchange. It was civil, but there were strong opinions on both sides. And we had those kind of discussions throughout. And I'm so grateful for the people who came to all those convenings and the fact that we have this consortium or partnership between NAU, ASU, and U of A to support not only elections officials, but also young people who want to get into elections.
Well, Bill, I hope this work you're doing leads to a lot more trust and less misinformation. And we can just sort of get back to annoying each other as opposed to hating each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Bill Gates, former Maricopa County Supervisor. He is the head of ASU's Mechanics of Democracy Laboratory Model. Bill, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Steve Goldstein in for Mike Broomhead on the Mike Broomhead Show.